Okay, so we wanted to be go into the Amkus a little.
We weren't doing Amkus and
No,
some of this.
we were just touching the
Russia.
surface, touching the surface. I wanted to Ma'amek a little bit more in Shofar, according to Ramchal. What's he saying over here? That the Shofar, the Segulas HaShofar, is in order is to cover over the Ra and bring out the Toiv. What does that mean? So we said one pshat is maybe is that it's bringing out the Malchus Hashem. But is there another nekuda where shofar has the ability to connect to something which is above Ra? So here's an unbelievable concept. And the concept I wanted to share with you because it's mamish geboit on the whole Sefer Das Tunis. But it's a combination of Das. Oh, Shmuel.
Yes.
I was just so disappointed you weren't going to be here today.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it.
No, I did my homework.
Oh,
We're
good.
explaining shofar in the
Okay.
Ramchal's
Oh,
lexicon.
fantastic. Thank you.
I said we're going to go in deep. And it was like, we weren't deep yet? No. Now we're going deep. So we're going to explain this with the whole Yesod of Das Tvunois. The Das Tvunois is the epitome, the Yesod of the whole Shofar. Listen to this, everybody said. We know if we took out one thing from the Sefer Das Tvunois, what I took out of it is that there's two systems going on in the world simultaneously. There's the Olam HaYichud and there's the Olam HaMishpat. That means we're being judged consistently in the Olam HaMishpat. We're down here. What does down here mean? Means you do good, you get punished, you get rewarded, you do bad, you get punished. Hashem's keeping track. We have an ability to affect the way the hashpah comes down. Everything's, we think we're big knockers. In reality, Hashem has an Olam HaYichud that makes no difference what we do. It's the Olam HaYidia, it's the Olam HaYichud, it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan. And that master plan is guiding the whole world to get to where it's got to get to, with us, without us. And on that level, we have no bechira. On that level is not a level of schar v'onesh. It happens with us or without us.
The cake.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's the Olam HaYichud and the Olam HaMishpat. Now let's take a step back. Nefesh HaChayim writes, it's so beautiful how everything comes together. Nefesh HaChayim writes that Nefesh HaChaim writes that what's tshuva? Tshuva is reconnecting to the part of the neshama that you never affected in the first place with your chet. That means we are only able to be poigim, to ruin, to make impact, negative impact with our averus on certain parts of our neshama. And certain parts of the world. Those are the world that Hashem, the worlds that Hashem gave to us to control. Those are the worlds of the Olam HaMishpat. But the worlds of the Olam HaYichud don't care about our Chatoim. Because what we do doesn't affect that world at all. It's way above being affected by our Maisim. We are not in that track. Our neshama is connected to the Olam HaYichud, and in that place, our neshama is in mint condition, even after all the averus. Because that's the part of the neshama that's following the Olam HaYichud. Zok the Nefesh HaChaim, the way we do tshuva is by reconnecting to that place. I'm not exactly sure what that means on a practical level, but what that means on a hashkafa level is that there's an Olam HaTshuva, and the Olam HaTshuva is connected to the Olam HaYichud. It means it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that world, there's no chait, there's no nothing. Everything we did down here was in this world of Mishpat, and Hashem was guiding us. But if we realize it's not about us, Hashem is bigger than all of us. Hashem is a plan that's all for everybody. Hashem's controlling the world. And we can mevatel ourselves to the idea of Yichud. That's where tshuva works. Tshuva connects to the Olam HaYichud. That's what Nefesh HaChaim writes. So it's a connect. It's a and then once you're in the Olam HaYichud, you can rebuild your neshama from there. which is the danger of karis, because you cut yourself off from the neshama, so you can't really regenerate it anymore.
One regenerates the parts that he's missing, then
Yeah.
you receive the
Once he reconnects to that part.
Rabbi, I always understood that our mycium do affect the big picture. But if we don't fulfill our mission and we don't do the correct thing and we mess up and we don't push the story forward, it's going to move forward anyway. So we do have
But there
some
is
effect on
we
the.
have an effect of how it's going to get there. We don't have an effect on the actual result.
Not the result,
Yeah,
but
exactly.
in
So
terms
there
of.
is an Olam HaYichud that in that Olam HaYichud is above all of our Meisim. Which
But our mycin do affect the
they
bigger
affect it because they affect
story.
how it's going to come about, but not if it will come about.
Not it. How?
Now, he has over here a Lashon from the Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Al kein negdam b'chol shana v'shana k'shemagia Rosh Hashanah she'oz mis'oires ha'ara k'mo sh'hayah b'r ha'rishon v'oz niftachim shari rachamim me'ez tkiah b'shefer ha'gadol she'bo yoytzim avodim l'cheres k'mo yiken ha'idei ha'tshuva she'mezgale ha'ara v'chol neshama ba'adam lo'oire roi b'tshuva ve'af agav di'iu l'chazli mazli l'chazli. So so the concept of tshuva is an ability to connect to a way higher place. The concept of shofar is awakening the neshama to that world that is not subject to anything down here. It's connecting ourselves to the Olam HaYichud. The Olam HaYichud is when, this we spoke a lot about last year in the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, Hashem Hashem, Hashem Koinem Shiyachte, Hashem Acha Shiyachte. The Hashem doesn't, the love of Hashem to us is based not on our deeds. The love of Hashem to us is based on the fact that the Olam HaYichud says that. Hashem Mitzad Atzmoy says that he loves Klal Yisrael. Nothing to do with what. And the only thing we can mess up is our meisim and how Hashem treats us. But we can't mess up the actual love Hashem has for us. Because the love that Hashem has for us is part of Yichud. It's not part of Mishpat.
And this is new material. Is it?
Mishpat is all about how Hashem treats us and deals with us. But the actual love of Hashem for us is in the Olam HaYichud. And that's why the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim that we say in Slichas is an expression of the Olam of Yichud, because it's Hashem. What are we asking? Hashem, look the other way. Hashem, we are not, forget our Meisim. Go back to the love that you have for us. Be'etzem. Chanoisi as asher ochen, v'yirechamti as asher arachen, tzadik v'raloi, all these things that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to find out, what Hashem showed, Yud Gimel Midos. There's something, there's an anhaga of Yud Gimel Midos, which is the Olam HaYichud. This is the, there's something that, look, there's something in the world that we will never explain. And it's not because of what we do, and that's Hashem's love for us. And we could act one way, and in the Olam HaMishpat, it makes no sense. And yet we're pushing the story forward in the Olam HaYichud. Why? Only because Hashem loves us. And that love Hashem has for us is coming from the Olam HaYichud. And what we need to tshuva, we connect to that. That's what we connect to. And we say, Hashem, help us build up ourselves from there back down.
And how does the chauffeur play a role in
I
that?
said that's so the exact mechanics I'm not sure, but shofar comes from there.
Comes from
The
Yichud?
shofar is not for example, most music, you have to create the music, put together notes and stuff. The shofar is be'etzem a an Indian what?
It's a chomer without its.
Right.
Okay,
It's
so.
not expressing itself. It's just the thing itself. It's the sound itself. Meaning the shofar basically is what awakens HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be noyeg in Yichud and not to be noyeg in Mishpat. Meaning, Hashem, we want to manifest your, we want you to act, to start, we want you to manifest yourself in this world through the Olam of Yichud, not through the Olam of Mishpat. In the Olam of Mishpat, we don't stand a chance. Because we have to look at our deeds, look at what we did. In the Olam of Yichud, that's your love for us. That's Hashem pushing the story forward. In the story, we all exist. All of our neshamas are there. All of our neshamas are doing the right thing. It's all about how we express this here. There's always the two things. There's what's really, 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 and then there's how it's expressing itself. In the expression, we're all messed up. But in what we really want and what we really are, that's all up there. And that's what the shofar is. The shofar is Ma'or Hashem to be noyeg through Yichud, and it's Ma'or our neshama to want to strive to connect to that. That's why the shofar was created.
I get it.
That's why the
I
shofar was
totally
created.
don't get it.
What?
I totally don't get it.
I don't think I get it. I
It
just
sounds like we're tzaddikim in a different world, but like,
no,
maybe we're
it's
not.
the neshama.
The shofar circumvents
Right.
the
The
din
right.
and goes right to the yichud.
Right.
And that's what connects us, the sound of
Which
the
is what
shofar.
Medrash, which is what the Medrash says. Medrash says that when Hashem hears the shofar, he goes from he right he goes off of the meat of the chair of din to the chair of rachamim.
Why?
Because in the chair, because ultimately, there's two ways to look at us. You want to look at our deeds and judge us and this and that. And this is another one. Judge us because of Be'etzem, we're part of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is part of the master plan of the world. We're connected with you, Be'etzem, in the Olam of Yichud, not based on our Ma'aser. And the Shofar is Mo'er Hashem, and it's Mo'er us
Yes.
in that world.
Wow, Rabbi, you did explain that so well. Just really explained this very good thing very well.
But what I love about this concept is that it's just, I don't know, it just brings the whole Dasunus to another level. That it like it explains the shofar and the Yud Gevul Midos and all this idea of tshuva based on the Nefesh HaChaim also in this way.
So does the shofar sound go up or does it come down?
It's, I mean, there's it's a dual idea. I mean, the shofar, the way he said it was that when Hashem wanted to show us that he controls the world at Har Sinai, he blew shofar. Remember, what was that gilui? That was the gilui of Yichud. That was the gilui of seven heavens opening up, and we see that's it. There's nothing else. Ein oid mavad. Ein mavad is the oil of Yichud. The shofar was ma'ir that. The shofar opened up. That's why there was shofar at Har Sinai.
That's fine.
When else is shofar going to come? Sure, it's going to come by you, but you talk about shofar gadol when there's going to be Yichud Hashem is going to be clear in the world. And he said that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is where we are striving to connect those two to understand and create the Yichud. So we're in a world of Hester. We're in a world of Mishpat. Everything is based on our actions. But what the shofar does is that it allows the person to reach into their heart to want to strive to Yichud. To strive to that point in their neshama that they never affected. And it reminds Hashem to look at us through that, which is the same in Yud Gevul Midos.
But why specifically the shofar? Because
That's the
supposed to be.
segula sazma, the segula of the shofar. The shofar was created by Sheshis Vibratius. I don't know why exactly, but that's
But
the
the.
system. That's the system. Now the
Avraham and the ram.
right.
Right.
The Now, by the way, just in Musar, when we say Kol Hamavre al Midosav, Ma'aviren lo Kol Peshav, when we say Hashem, if I am Mavre al Midosav, I don't stand up. I don't stand for my whatever, and then you're totally moichel me. That's because the Midah being Mavre al Midosav, in order to do that, to some degree. You have to have a maga in the Olam HaYichud. Because if you were completely married to the Olam of Mishpat, you would never be able to be Ma'aviren Midosav. In the Olam of Mishpat, there's tit for tat.
Mishpat.
You did something to me. I'm not going to be mevater on that. Why am I being mevater on that? Because there's a greater purpose. But the greater purpose has to address what you did to me. No. There's a greater purpose which is above what you did to me. The second that I can touch onto that world, I'm already in the world of Yichud. In the world of Yichud, Ma'aviren Kol Peshav. So there's a Musar angle to this also.
That's
Yeah.
why
So
it says that there are Hashem. It's exactly that much. Shnepri compares it to Marowit, though, so he said Derech Hashem.
Okay, so this is a major piece in Derech Hashem that we have to connect. But I wanted to share that thought,
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Rabotzai.
That's
Yeah, I
great.
recommend you think about it because it's not so simple. I also have to think about it. But I spent 2 hours comparing it, so.
Wow, great.
But,
I'm glad I thank you.
yeah. Okay, not two, maybe 1.5. Okay, call to Rabotzai.
Rabbi, how much time do we
Good.
have between now?